Hey Rockers, welcome back to another episode of This Week in Rock Music History. September 29th through October 5th, a week that gave us debuts, farewells, and one of the greatest albums of all time, so let's fire it up. On September 29th, 1979, The Police scored their very first UK number one single with Message in a Bottle. Sting said it was about isolation and communication, but let's be real. It also had that killer riff and a chorus you can't help but shout. This was the moment The Police went from new wave hopefuls to international heavyweights. Back in 1973, Grand Funk Railroad hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with We're an American Band. The cowbell intro alone has earned its place in rock history. Written by drummer Don Brewer, it was Grand Funk saying, yep, we're here, we're loud, and we're American, and the charts agreed. October 5th, 1962, the Beatles released their debut single, Love Me Do, in the UK, the start of a revolution. The song only hit number 17 on the charts then, but it laid the foundation for Beatlemania to explode in just a year's time. And that harmonica riff, pure magic. October the 5th, 1973 gave us Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, Elton John's magnum opus. 17 tracks, running the gamut from Benny and the Jets to Candle in the Wind. It's one of those records that feels less like an album and more like a world you step into. Pure brilliance. And on October the 5th, 1974, Cream kicked off their farewell tour. Clapton, Bruce, and Baker had only been together for a couple of years, but their impact was seismic. By the time they played their last note, the supergroup era was officially underway. And here's our fun fact of the week. When Message in a Bottle hit number one in the UK in 1979, it was actually outselling disco and punk singles at the same time. Proof that The Police were carving out their own lane. Part reggae, part rock, part punk, and all owning it. And that's your rewind for September 29th through October the 5th. The Police found their voice, the Beatles found their start, Elton John found perfection, and Cream found the exit door. Subscribe, share it with your rock-loving crew, and keep it loud. I'm Jimmy. Catch you next week on This Week in Rock Music History. All right, be sure to come back again next week for another episode of This Week in Rock Music History from the Rock Pod. And remember, if you like this episode, be sure to like, follow, and share, and leave us a review. It helps. This Week in Rock Music History is a production of therockpod.com. Theme music by the band Silvertrip.